evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise that I have no objection to the meeting since the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 7, 2019. Meetings since the date and location of this meeting are provided with notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call, please.
Councilman Bertal?
Here.
Councilman Keeler?
Present.
Councilman Kelly is absent. Councilman Lexstein is absent. Councilman Rooney?
Is here.
Councilman Schwartz?
Here.
And Mayor Long?
Here.
Before we get started, I would like to open with remarks from the audience. If there's anyone from the audience who wishes to be heard on any issue. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Chad Kentress of East Church Street. Could we get an update on the Manhattan situation?
So, they've been given their building permits, as you know, because the project is under construction. They have not communicated the status of their project to me, or our administrator, or any of the borough council members.
Okay, because they haven't worked on it in a long time. Do we have a question now?
Can we answer exactly what the status of the project is?
Open permits are good for a year, and once you start, they're on going. So I'm not certain as to the status of the project in any way, Ms. Angel. I don't know. They have not communicated with me. Maybe the construction office will know.
Could we maybe ask them? I mean,
I know they've had certain recent Facebook page.
They had a Facebook post that told us, sometime in the next 16 weeks that they're supposed to be finishing up, but I mean, I have no idea. I mean, everything at this point is a rumor, and so there's no basis in fact. So I hesitate to say anything as a public official here. I know they want to finish it, but I can't say from any. And that's, to be honest, as council and as elected officials have no more than you do, to be honest.
Okay.
You know, they're within their rights as far as.
Maybe reach out to them directly.
No, I thought maybe the borough could call for them to help them if they need it. I don't want to help them, I just want to ask them. Firstly, we are joining with other communities in Monmouth County and proclaiming
Action Month for the month of September. We have an official proclamation on our agenda this evening, which basically states that communities in Monmouth County are pledged to work with Fulfill, which is formerly the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean County, and educating people about the role and importance of food banks and raising awareness of the need to devote more resources and attention to hunger issues. So that is what you see as our proclamation. That's what that is. And the first voting item on our agenda is our consent agenda.
Second.
And a motion is a second on consent. Can we have a roll call?
Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay. If I just wanted to make one point of order, and that is included in that consent agenda was application of money to help with our cost share for the coming sand replenishment project. We have an ordinance on the agenda and a public hearing. So we have ordinance number 20-2019, and that is the ordinance required for Shore Regional School District and their application for funds for the Monmouth County Improvement Authority. So the motion was, the ordinance was introduced in our prior meeting, so now we need a motion to open a public hearing on this ordinance.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Does anybody in the audience wish to be heard on ordinance number 20? You want a motion to close?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, and let's do the roll call to adopt. We need a motion to adopt ordinance number 20. Who will move that?
Second.
Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
Next we have an introduction of ordinance number 21-2019. That is the funding referenced in the question portion of our meeting for the acquisition of computer equipment and other equipment for police department administration, DPW, and the fire department. So we need a motion to introduce ordinance number 21.
So moved.
Okay. We'll
Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
The public hearing on this ordinance will be held on October 1st, 2019. It will be advertised according to. Now we have new business. And the first item is the voucher.
Second.
Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
First up, we have council committee reports. Beach and Brands, chaired by Councilman Schwartz.
One second. I have it on my phone. So Don Klein gave me a nice breakdown of the year. Basically, the beach was up, I think, around 20% over last year, and the revenue was $692,000. That on top of the parking, I think, going to more than pay for the debt service on these buildings. That's all I have.
Staff who worked on the beach this summer, Don Klein and his team, did a tremendous job. Proud that there was no life-threatening incidents in our water this year, so it's awesome. Next report is finance, insurance, and court, chaired by Councilman Green.
I had a very productive finance staff and finance management team this week to ensure that we are on track to cover the funding for various projects before finalizing funding for the municipal race. members of the Finance Administrative Team. The report shows that we have achieved 3 straight years of budget stability after our financial recovery from the same. It reflects the tax rate decrease that has been adopted for the past 2 years. It reflects a strong surplus balance in all funds and appropriate planning to tackle debt management. We are working with the administrator to plan future capital and infrastructure investments, including road improvements and beach replenishment. You may have mentioned the beach replenishment is from the government, with assistance from the county. These will be discussed with the governing body over the next several months. In the meantime, we have prepared an ordinance to be introduced this evening and provide funds for equipment needed by various departments as they transition to these new facilities. This was accomplished without the issuance of any debt, but I think it was fully funded, as the administrator mentioned, the theme. As discussed at the Capital Workshop several months ago. The CFO, the administrator, and the clerk are not working on the new best practices survey required by the state. We do not anticipate any issues and will share the final results of the governing body prior to the submission in late October. Just on separate matters, with the GIF, we had a very interesting cybersecurity briefing. Cybersecurity is going to become a growing problem for all of us, not just for our people, but for individuals. And these people are getting so dang sophisticated in how they can tap into your transmission of emails or eventually this stuff that you have, the bank account and everything else.
So I was thinking the same thing.
They've been working with us to help prevent what has happened to a number of times where these criminals have broken in and they lock up the computer and then you have to pay them a ransom or you can't get your stuff. It's several times and pay out several hundred thousand dollars each. We've been working with them to improve our security in that regard. And as a result of these efforts, we're getting much better coverage from the GIF if we should have a problem. One thing I just want to mention from the GIF is mentioned that the lifeguards on the weekends make sure they have signage up during the week that there's no confusion with the lifeguards on during the week. And there's one caveat they have. And we're waiting for the Ocean Board administrator to give us a call when the building you're working on for that new court will be open for our to take a look through and see how it is. And that's going to be on the former floor property. So that's going to be in the next couple of weeks. We'll get a chance to look at that. Other than that project.
Thank you, Councilor. Next up, we have Administration Shared Services Public Relations chaired by Councilman Lexing. Moving on to Public Safety Education and Record Library chaired by Councilman.
Just quickly on education, there's not much to say other than we do continue to move forward. I don't know if people wanting to hear concerned about our situation with Shore Regional as we are. We are moving forward and we continue to be relentless in our efforts to better our situation. As far as the beach goes, I'd like to just congratulate, you know, Don Klein, Mike Hudson, Chief Friedman, Sean Thomas, just an amazing team, what they did this summer. First time in this building. Just makes you like really, really shine. We had a lot of people here with some big numbers, and we should be really proud of our first year in this building. We did a good job. Other than that, progress.
And so I'd just like to recognize the police department, which really did, amidst a crazy summer with probably a record number of calls, they handled everything with grace, and we were right down to the special officers walking the streets were very quiet and professional in my observation. And just really compliments to your team, Chief.
Thank you. Anybody has any comments, please don't send me on Facebook. Just come to the office. Just come see me. You know, it's right there. Just come see me. We'll have fun.
The next report is Public Works and Building Department, chaired by Councilman Herzog.
First and foremost, obviously, is the sewer and roadway construction going on out here off of East Ocean Avenue here. As obviously probably a lot of folks are aware of that, it's going to be containing, correct me if I'm wrong, East Ocean Avenue, Mountain View Way, East New Street, and Church Street are going to be getting repaved over the next few days, sometime in the next couple, you know, we should be finished for 2 weeks maybe?
I'd say a
month. Okay, so about a month, they should be finished up, so thank you for your patience in dealing with that that's going on. I know we had a little bit of a hiccup this morning, but that's all right. We'll get through it. Other than that, sometime within the next week, we should be getting, maybe a week or two, we should be getting the new drain covers in for the sewer, manhole covers. We're putting like a little dish under the manhole covers to help us prevent flooding from getting into our sewer lines, so we're not paying for the two rivers to process our floodwaters. So that should save us some money, hopefully, moving down the line. And then sometime in the next few months, I guess, we're going to be working on a relining project in the downtown area where we're going to reline our sewer lines and take care of some of the infiltration and influx that we have there from the sewer, from the floodwaters at the high tide line. And with that, we should be, I'm not sure when, but we should be getting notifications to the downtown and Imbrie area for smoke testing. So we'll be doing smoke testing in that area to check the lines going into the houses and stuff like that. So be aware of that if you see those mailers come out sometime in the next month or so. Other than that, for Public Works, I want to thank all the guys for doing such a great job this summer. I mean, they made our town look great. They kept it looking nice and clean. So I want to thank them for that. They did an outstanding job with that and with the beach department, working with the beach department as well. Other than that, for Public Works, progress.
Thank you, Councilman. Yeah, just as we recognize at our thanks and recognition to the DPW department, I agree, they just keep the town looking really great despite the large number of daily visitors that we enjoyed over the summer. Great job. We have Capital Plan
and
Flood Control Beautification, chaired by Councilman Kelly.
Did you
read
it?
That our engineer
wants
to give us an
update. Mayor, I just want to mention that the contractor building the road work is working on Church Street, putting in curbs. There was a relatively shallow water main that apparently has been disrupted. There's been an issue with the water main. I just wanted to point it out. And the water company is on site dealing with it, making the repair. They're gonna alert the homeowners. There might be a disruption, but the water company is physically present. And I just wanted to mention it in the event you get phone calls, regarding that issue.
Thank you.
And that was a little hiccup.
And our PD did too. That initial notifying our property owners. Yes, he is.
Let's say give a little update for the public on the beautification project.
North Beach and South Beach, I know Councilman Kelly has been talking to Tina about getting proposals to complete those this fall. Fran, can you speak to that?
I just confirm that we haven't asked him directly to do just that. We are reaching out to three qualified bidders to offer proposals, cost proposals, based on the same scope of work. Once we receive those proposals, I'm sure we'll be making a recommendation back to the council on which proposer is most qualified for the best price. And the season, the timing is right, but the season is right for that work to be done.
As well as the contractor that did the streetscape in the next week or two will be replanted.
Yes, that's still under the bond. They're coming back to replace anything that is struggling or failed. They will replace it.
So for those of you
I'm really glad to hear.
So for those of you who aren't aware, what this is it's a, there's going to be a planting project up on the north end of town, just after the bridge.
I think it's just
the east side, and then the entrances on the north and south side of town. It's going to be right where the signs are that say, welcome to Seabright, we're going to do some plantings there, so.
And there is money that has been accumulating through donations in the beautification trust, so that is the funding source.
Yeah, it's been there for a little while, too, so.
So it's not a budget.
Capital plan, you want to do capital plan, do you?
I don't think
we have it.
For the mayor's report and communications, I just have two things that I think are important and are upcoming. They happen next week. One is a shared service summit that is happening at Monmouth University, and it's going to be an opportunity that for officials from the town to get together with officials from Trenton and officials from the county to explore shared service possibilities and talk about all the great things for shared services. As many people know, we've been already working with the governor's shared service czars on looking at possible shared services with Highlands and Atlantic Highlands that would make sense.
And Shrewsbury
too. So that's coming up next week. Seabright will participate in that as well. It was on our consent agenda, but I just wanted to flag it. On September the 24th, there's going to be a joint closed session for elected officials from Seabright, elected officials from Highlands, and elected officials from Atlantic Highlands. The purpose of this joint closed session meeting will be to hear the draft results of a school regionalization study that all three communities participated in. So the report in its draft form, I believe, has been completed and it's going to be presented to the elected officials from all three towns at this joint meeting on September the 24th. At which point, once all three towns have the same information, you know, what we do with that information, I think we'll have to schedule a subsequent meeting again amongst the three towns to discuss next steps. So I know there were some questions about what happened to that study. Finally, we have the results coming in, and we'll hear it in person on September the 24th. That's all that I have for my report this evening. We do have to have a closed session to discuss personnel. When we come back from closed session, all we have left on our agenda is an adjournment, so there'll be no more formal action taken this evening at the meeting after our closed session. I see there might be some people here who showed up with some things to ask or discuss, so how about we do a 5-minute adjournment just to answer any questions that didn't get answered in the beginning part of the meeting, and then, we'll have our closed session and adjourn the meeting. We'll just take five.
Time.